Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 93.7, a fan on Paul's Ice. It's the Paul's Ice Show. We're here with Anthony Jaskolski from Horse Racing Nation. We're brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the fan. Also, Archie's is the home of the 50-cent wings. It is also the home of the 50-cent wings from Monday through Thursday and the home of the Paul Zeiss grilled cheese.
Really? That's a thing?
It is now on the menu.
I made a grilled cheese tonight. Do you dunk your grilled cheese in ketchup?
No, God. That's terrible.
Well, why?
You're ruining a grilled cheese and ketchup.
You're kidding me.
Ryan Shazier is making his first debut since last season on Saturday, June 16th at the Mall at Robinson, thanks to Total Sports Enterprises. Signing begins at 1 p.m., and you don't want to miss it. To get your ticket today, visit tseshop.com for details. Also, we're brought to you by Solomon Auto Group, and you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Don't put ketchup on your grilled cheese. That's terrible.
Well, tell me why, though. It's like almost eating a it's almost like having a burger, except for without the meat. I don't know. There's just something about it when it's grilled. It's enjoyable. Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Oh. Well, I've been doing it wrong for years, but I'm never going to change. Well, you dunk it in tomato soup, don't you?
Ugh.
It's different than ketchup.
It's different than ketchup.
It's not different. They're both tomatoes. One's concentrated.
It tastes different, but secondly, I don't do that either. I'm not a big tomato soup fan.
Damn.
Anyway.
All right, fine.
Check
these out. I got some odds for you for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, give me some of these prop bets. Yes. You got U.S. Open prop. That's what I love about U.S. Open prop bets.
Yeah. All Tiger, though, of course. Okay. First one. Will Tiger Woods make the cut? You to say no, he won't, is 3-1 back. So you're paying a lot of juice if he makes the cut.
You're
betting on him to make.
What is it?
It's 3-1 for no, and it's minus 400 for yes. So you got to pay $400 to win 100.
I would have bet the 3-1 seems like it's a pretty good bet.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's not that. Now, remember, these were set this morning before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure
before
it's lowered now.
Now it's probably like 8-1, but I mean, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next one here is Will Woods lead after the opening round. It was 25-1.
Yes.
if yes.
What was no?
Well, there is no bet. Okay. It's too much here. But here's a good one. Will Woods hit the fairway with his opening tee shot? They're pretty much even odds there. Did he? Do we know?
Yeah, I think he did. No, actually, yeah, I think he did, even though I forget. Anyway.
And then there's lowest completed round by Woods, over or under 69.
Complete 69?
Completed round, over or under 69.
I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make par once. Par 70 there, right?
Yeah, par 70.
It's not happening. No, I would take over. Absolutely. But you have these are good odds if you're a realist, you know, and you're not just some knucklehead that's out there just to bet because it's Tiger Woods. You can make some good money off it. I can't believe that this is the second major now this year, and Tiger Woods has taken the most money to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, absolutely.
Hey.
I like that a lot, actually. I like some of those prop bets. Yeah. But 69, over under 69, is it's just not going to happen.
No.
He's not getting under 69 in any of these rounds.
Not a chance.
Got celebrity in the house, Bill Neal.
I've been called worse, I can tell you that.
Just hit that blue button right there.
Isn't here?
Yeah. We got him there. We got Bill Neal. I forget what's his name again?
that's Major Mark Whitett.
Mark Whitett, that's right.
Major.
Yeah, we got celebrities here. I mean,
Hey Mark, how soon they forget, huh?
Mark Whited.
I know. We just, you know, have an event, and a month later he forgets all about us.
Well, I don't forget all about you, but he wrote a book about the Pipers, or he's writing a book about the Pipers.
Writing a book.
You remember the
yeah.
Well, you're too young.
Well, I mean, I was.
And Bill Neal orchestrated a Pipers reunion.
Well, I don't know if anybody heard since then, man, but thanks to you, and we're here to present you with an official Pittsburgh Pipers ABA 50-year anniversary reunion shirt for your celebrity status.
That's tremendous.
And a red, white, and blue ABA official basketball.
This is even better.
Signed by the players.
Signed by 11 of the 12 still living Pipers who played on that 1967-68 championship.
This is one of those things I'll put on my mantle. That's a tremendous item there.
Yeah.
I only wish I would have been in town so I could have gone to it. So how did it go?
It was tremendous. It was sold out, standing room only, thanks to yourself and Andrew Stocky and a host of other people around town. I just too many to mention, but most importantly, Mark Cuban, who just saved the entire day, stepped in, took care of a lot of cost and taking care of these guys and remembering these guys. It was tremendous. Chief Executive Rich Fitzgerald, Mayor Peduto, Councilman Dan Gilman, State Representative, whose name escapes me right now.
Austin Davis?
Yes, Austin Davis. So it just these guys had not been together, Paul, since 1968. This whole thing got orchestrated and started by Mark. Without him, none of it would have happened. We had a chance to memorialize the great Connie Hawkins. And I tell you, the one thing that stands out, I mean, some of the things these guys were saying is a book in and of itself. But in talking to one of the players, I remember saying to him, well, did you ever play against Bill Russell or Will Chamberlain? And he looked at me as if to say, yeah. And, I mean, these guys at the time were the best of the best. And me mentioning Will Chamberlain and Bill Russell to him didn't faze him at all. But what he was saying was during that time, we all played together. Summer league, winter leagues, you know, the whole nine. So, man, we were up to 4 in the morning after the banquet and just hearing war stories and guys that played with school legends like Pee Wee Kirkland and Earl Magnagold and playing against Walt Frazier and Will Chamberlain, all these stories, and it was just tremendous.
You know, I haven't seen many photos. You got to email me some photos from this thing.
We have a ton.
I can do that.
Yeah, email me some photos of this. I would love to see all the guys, you know, together. And so remind me when your book is coming out on the Pipers.
Next spring.
Next spring. Hmm. Make sure you buy it, Anthony.
Oh, please. Huh? I'm on that.
Yeah. He's Anthony Jaskolski, by the way. You know.
Yeah, not much horse racing in it, though. Sorry.
Not much horse racing. But that's okay. Yeah. I'm a basketball guy, man. That's
He's
okay.
a basketball
You're
guy.
In. You're in. Man. You're in.
So,
come on now.
So, yeah. So, it went well, then. I guess it sounds like you both, you're pretty happy with what happened.
It went very well. And most importantly, all the players were very, very gratified. And I think there's about 3 of their wives that are in a fight for president of my fan club now. So.
Yeah,
they were very, very gratified and happy because they, you know, they won that championship and immediately left town. Some of them hadn't seen each other in 50 years. Just the stories I heard. Remember, I was going to the airport after we went on mm-hmm. the air. Well, I made 6 trips to the airport back and forth, and just the stories I heard in those trips to the airport to the Marriott back and forth were priceless.
Yeah, that's pretty. Man, I just think it's a great. It's a great thing you were able to pull off because I'm assuming a lot of these guys are getting up there in age. So
they're in the mid-70s. You know. Well, one of them, they're as old as 81.
Wow. Mm. And you know what? They all came in under their own power. You know, maybe one guy, I think, was.
Well, one is blind. The oldest one, Herschel Turner, is actually blind, but he
sharp
his
as
wife
a tack.
Drove from
but he
Grand
was sharp
Rapids
as a tack.
Yes,
yeah.
He was.
Didn't miss
he
a
had
beat.
A lot to say during that press conference.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we you know, all the media, I don't want to mention them necessarily, but the media services around town were great. The support was great across the city. We accomplished our goal in reminding the city of Pittsburgh about this championship. You know, that was our objective. And I can't overstate it, Paul, without Mark Whited. I mean, this just doesn't happen, man. This, you know, Connie Hawkins' grandson was there. His granddaughter was there. You know, it was just a special time. We inducted 15 new guys into the Connie Hawkins League Hall of Fame. Those guys were impressed with meeting the Pipers, and the Pipers were impressed in meeting these guys. And you know, the likes of B.B. Flannery and Gary Nelson were there. Billy Knight was the keynote speaker. He was off the chart good. Off the chart good. I never heard Billy Knight performance. It was a Billy Knight performance because he told us at the press conference, yeah, I'll talk 5 or 10 minutes. He was like 25 minutes. It was perfect. Everything he did was perfect across the board. So Terry Knight was there, B.B. Flannery, Chris Seneca, all the greats, man. It was a room full of a basketball family of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County that was worthy of everything we put out.
Well, thank you for stopping by and for, you know, joining us that night. And the next time now, when your book is about ready to come out, you come back. We'll talk about your book. We'll have you and Bill back and talk about your book and all of the stories in it. And we'll go from there.
We're going to set up a book release and all that promotional stuff and put Mark in a suit and tie and make him look presidential.
What?
Yes.
You were used to seeing me in a suit and tie.
I know.
Right?
I want the public to see you.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. Thanks again. Really, you know, to give you a signed ball, that means we really appreciate what you did. Not too many people are getting those. The players got them, and some people that really helped put this together, and we considered you part of that.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate, you know, you guys coming on. And I think it's a great thing that you did. Again, you got guys set in mid-70s to 80s. You know, how many more opportunities they're going to have like that?
Paul, you would have been – I'm telling you, we're up to 4 in the morning. If you, as a basketball guy yourself, and believe this or not, I actually said nothing. Now, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
I actually sat there for 4 hours listening to stories because these guys were telling stories about Dr. J and Pete Maravich and Bill Russell and all these stories because they all played in the same era, same time, and it was just tremendous. So the history of it all, and, you know, what's that? That shirt and ball is only going to cost you $50, Paul, so figure it's all worth it.
Yep. Yep. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Paul.
We got to get to a break here. We'll be back with our handicapper, Anthony Duskolski, next. Right. But he was Mark Whitehead, the author of a soon-to-be, well, about another 11 months, 10 months, released book on the Pipers, and, of course, the chairman of basketball in Pittsburgh, Bill Neal.
Well, I do my part. And look, don't be surprised if a movie is forthcoming after that book, seriously speaking.
You heard it here first.
It's not too far.
There we go. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.